Scientists are trying to get ahead of the game and discover how concussions and repeated injuries affect the human brain in sport. New Zealand's only brain bank is asking rugby players and boxers to donate their grey matter for research after they die. Former All Blacks, scientists and students were at the University of Auckland this morning for the launch. Katie Scotcher was there too.
Former junior All Black John, or JJ Williams, spent most of his youth on the rugby field, but he doesn't remember any of it.
I can remember certain stuff, but I don't. That's all gone. I had a reunion the other day and I didn't know any of the people until they introduced themselves.
He plans to donate his brain to the Sports Human Brain Bank initiative after he dies.
I am not the only one. And there's a lot of people, a lot of blokes that play rugby, are wondering what's going on. And until I finally found somebody that answered some of the questions, you'd suddenly realise that if you don't speak up and you don't do this and you don't donate, that nothing will ever happen.
Former All Black Sir Brian Williams experienced his first concussion in 1964.
I'm 13 years old. Game of rugby league versus Mount Roskill. We're winning. The opposition hasn't been beaten for 5 or 6 years. I run low and I step. Then bang.
That was the first of many, and decades later, he sees the long-term impact on his brain is now starting to show.
I am concerned. I forget names and where my keys are.
There are more than 700 brains and 450 samples already stored in the bank, but researchers are looking for donors who have played contact sports like rugby, boxing and soccer. The director of the Brain Bank, Sir Richard Fall, will lead the research. He says the families of donors will be at the heart of their work.
They are the most special people in the world. They donate the brains to our brain bank so we can do research on them. And as we find out more about the research, we then feedback those results, we feedback what we found back to the families.
He says for a sports-crazy country like New Zealand, the research will be challenging.
There's no sense in getting fit and living longer if you're not don't even know who you are. You've actually got to look after your brain and your body. And so that's what this initiative was all about.
As part of the research, scientists will focus on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a mysterious degenerative brain disease often experienced by people with a history of repetitive brain trauma. Dr. Chris Nowinski, the executive director of the Concussion Legacy Foundation in Boston, says there are lots of unanswered questions about the disease.
We don't know how to treat it. We don't know how to detect it and diagnose it in life. We don't know how to modify, slow, or stop the disease. We don't know additional risk factors, additional risk modifiers. We don't know how it starts or what specific combination of head impacts are sparking the disease. And we don't exactly know how we can prevent it outside of eliminating all head impacts.
Researchers hope their work will lead to new treatments for brain diseases. I tamaki makaurau mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott Churaho.